Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Good morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. You know, our next guest is going to talk to us about branding and marketing for service firms. It's not easy to brand and market a service firm. There's a lot of service firms out there. You need an expert, and our next guest is just that type of person. His name is Robert Friedman. He's with Fearless Branding in Oakland, California. And again, we're going to talk about branding and marketing for service firms. Let's get right to it. Robert, thanks very much for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning. How did you come up with the name Fearless Branding for your show? It's a great name.
I had been working in advertising and then transferred to brand management, where I was running brands for businesses like Kraft and ConAgra and Nestle. And as I was working at Nestle, I was working on a product called Coffee Mate. And after about 15 years of doing marketing, it put me into a bit of a tailspin, a bit of a midlife crisis, where I just thought to myself, this is artificial powder. And is that what I really want to be spending my life and my talents promoting? And I was really thinking about getting out of marketing. And I was on a hike, and I was thinking very, very deeply about, do I need to do something else? And then I had this insight that even though I was working on a product that I didn't personally believe in, somebody else was working on Apple, and somebody else was working on Nike. And I started to think about, what is it about the very best brands that make them so much better than other products and services that are just really delivering stuff? And I came to this insight that customers love brands that fearlessly express their unique essence. And I made a fearless transition, frankly, to leave brand management, move into my own branding consultancy, and that really became my mantra. What is it about a business that can, number one, make it unique, and number two, deliver meaning to their customers, not just stuff? And those are the two principles of my business, and that's why I call it Fearless Branding, and it informs everything that I do.
So they fearlessly express their brand essence and what makes them unique, okay, and they deliver meaning, not just products and services. So let's stay on that for a little while, because I think there's some very interesting information behind that, I'm sure. How do they fearlessly express their brand essence? What are we talking about here?
Well, let me give you an example or two from very big brands, and then we can take it down to a smaller service firm. So if you think about Apple and what their brand identity is, their logo is not just an apple. Their logo is an apple with a bite taken out of it. So where does that come from? It comes from the Bible, the book of Genesis. And what does Genesis mean? It means creation. And when you look at everything that Apple does, from the development of their product to their latest advertising campaign, which is shot on iPhone 6, and it's featuring the creativity of their individual users, everything they do is not only about creating these great technology products, but in my opinion, it's about making their users be and feel more creative. So the product is a way for them to express who they are and to add rich meaning to their lives that they would not get if they just used some other brand of camera. And that's why Apple has developed these raving fans who are loyal, who are willing to pay more. And so that's an example of the thinking. And when I work with my clients, my point is that any business, no matter how big or how small, can use that same thinking. You can find that thing that your customers really want and that you can help deliver to them that your customers can't. and it's supported by your actual product or service, but it goes beyond that. So you've got to dig into what you believe and what you do that's different in order to deliver that. And then once you do that analysis on those key topics, you distill it down to that simple idea, and that's what I do with my clients. I help them find that one simple idea that will be meaningful to their clients and their prospects that will create the glue that's going to get you chosen by the exact right clients. That makes sense?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, as you were talking about Apple, I remembered their earlier campaigns where there was a sledgehammer on a TV, I think, something like that, that was an indication that this was representing big change. This was way back when, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And so that when you think about fearless and saying, you know, we're going to change things, basically. So you mentioned, okay, so you start with your beliefs, your actions, and your uniqueness. And is that the foundation? Okay.
That's right. So what I wanted to make sure that we talk about is how branding can play a part in your exit strategy and how branding can increase the value of your business. And so here's how this comes together, is that if you have a business, and in particular a service business, most likely you're very good at what you do. You've been doing it for a really long time. And the question is the value of the business in the principal, you know, or the owner or those partners who've been in the business for a long time, and then when they leave to retire or whatever exit they're going to take, are they taking that value with them, or are they embedding that value in the business so when it comes time to transition that value remains? So the ideas that we were talking about a minute ago around finding that big idea for your business is something that any baby boomer business can implant if they believe that it's going to help them, right? And so when you look at a business like Apple that has done that work, and you look at the market cap of Apple, you can use that same thinking and that same strategy to literally add value in your business. The value is in the idea, and the idea is what helps you leave the value in your business. And so back to the point that you made, yes, it's based on what you believe and then how what you believe translates into what you do, meaning your business practices, your methodologies, how you actually do what you do.
Well, I think just that as a platform for building a mission statement, a vision statement, is a tremendous help to our listeners to try to figure out, okay, what do we believe in? Then what do we do because we believe in that? And then how are we unique in our space as far as what we're doing? And especially in service firms, I would think you have two camps out there that you're trying to figure out, who's our message delivered to? Is it delivered to people who are going to respect and honor tradition and want us because we don't change much, or are they going to want us because we're cutting edge and we're willing to change things and take that chance? So, you know, there's a lot of, for instance, take a law firm or a service firm, for instance. Are we respected because we win our traditional cases, or because we're in the new technology, we're moving into the new world? So it really depends on where your target market is that you're addressing as well, right?
Yes, that's right. But the point that I want to make, though, is that either of those options can help you be fearless and can help you add value in your business. The question is, are you doing anything that's different than your competitors based on your values and based on your actions? So you could be a traditionalist and still be different than your competition and still embed value in your firm because that's what you stand for, right? And so it doesn't have to be that you're, you know, completely disrupting your category or doing something that's radical. The question is, what do you really believe in? So, you know, for example, many of the clients that I work with started their careers, let's say, in a bigger firm, and then they realized, Whatever was going on in their firm wasn't right. They knew that there was a way that they could deliver value to clients that they weren't allowed to do in their previous firm. And so they said, all right, you know what? I know how this should be done in order to deliver value, I'm going to go out and do it on my own. And it's in, I think that that happens a lot in the formation of new businesses. And so
right.
it's in that that we say, okay, what was it that made you crazy at your old firm? And how do you actually do business that is different? And so there's a couple of different ways that you can approach that. Number one is you literally have to take the time to look at everything you do in your business from the beginning of the process to the end of the process and just make a list of it. Then you have to kind of notice where and really think about, are we doing any of these 20 actions, 100 actions, whatever it is, differently than our competition? And what's your gut on that? And you may know, you may have a good gut, or you may say, gosh, we just don't know. The next step is then you have to start talking to your customers. And in the ideal world, if you are able to afford it, you hire an expert who really understands how to talk to customers like your customers and who can engage in an intimate, in-depth conversation of their experience of working with you. And in the best case scenario, you talk to customers, you can talk to prospects, you can talk to past clients, you can talk to colleagues. And in hearing what these people that know your business really well, and their outside perspective, usually what happens is the picture gets completed. Like looking at your own business, you have the pencil sketch, and then talking to your clients and other external stakeholders, the colors get filled in. And then you start to get a real picture of what makes you different. And what I find 100% of the time is that there is an insight that is somewhat surprising, that there's something that almost every successful business does that is what creates the glue between the business and the customers. And it's really about finding that out and then really leveraging it. So once you know what that, you know, aha answer is, then you can say, that's what we need to communicate consistently in our marketing and our business development and also in the way that we do business. So there's lots of things that you may be doing intuitively. And as you are contemplating your exit and you're working to institutionalize those practices in your business, you can start to say, aha, that's our secret sauce. That's how we're going to train our people. That's how either employees that you're going to transition the business to who need to understand what the value is, or as you contemplate some other kind of transaction to an outside buyer, need to make sure that they understand what your value is and ensure that there's a cultural fit. And that's a piece of your strategy in maximizing your value when it's time to exit.
Great point. Now, a lot of our listeners are, say, age 50-plus business owners, and they're starting to think about how they're going to transition and sustain the business into the next generation, maybe if it's a family business, or to another level of employees, or just sustain it in the community if they're trying to sell it and build that goodwill into that brand. And a lot of them started their businesses. Let's say it was Al, and he started Al's Plumbing. And now he's starting to say, you know, Al's not going to be around much anymore. I need to change my brand. How important is it to get a good head start on changing that brand name? And how important is it to maybe consider adding a tagline if they don't have a tagline that describes that unique ability in their brand?
I think you're asking some good questions. And I think the name and something like a tagline can be important. What's more important is that they really understand their value propositions first. So once you understand who are you, what do, who do you do it for, what do they want, and what do they get, those are the components of the value proposition, then you can start to do the thinking about what's our idea that drives our value. And once that's in place, then you can start to think about changing the name or developing a tagline. But I think that it's useful but not necessary. You know, when you can find a name, like my business name really helps me because it tells potential clients who I am and what I do and what my approach is. It communicates a lot just in two words.
Right.
If you can
right.
develop something like that, it's a great tool and it really, really helps.
Well, my point there would be you're not calling it Friedman branding. you're calling it fearless branding. So you already have built in a perpetual name, and nobody's going to say, well, where's Friedman? You know, and a lot of firms, that, you know, we're talking about small companies and firms out there that have adopted their name into the brand. And I guess it's like you say, start with an examination. How important is it? What do people think of it? What do you stand for? And then go from there. But I see a lot of that happening, don't you?
Actually, I have not. I would love to know what good examples you see. And if it's done right, it can help a lot. But there's, you know, tons and tons of examples of firms that are very valuable. I mean, Ernst & Young, right? It's just, what is that?
Good point.
It's just the name, right? There's a big legacy there. And so either way can work. I guess my point is I do agree with you. It just has to be done right. It has to be done strategically. And you have to avoid the trap of just saying, oh, we need, you know, we're going to sell. We need to change the name. Let's just come up with something cute.
Good point. Okay, so first, before you do something, sit back, have someone like Robert Friedman take a look at it, talk to them about your branding, whether it makes sense, whether, you know, you might want to think about this years before you do something like this. Tell our listeners about how they can get in touch with you and what they would find at your website.
You can get in touch with me at fearlessbranding.com, or you can email me at robert@fearlessbranding.com. I've got on my website a manifesto, and it's 12 principles that guide you in your effort of thinking through your value proposition called How to Build a Fearless Brand. So please download that and feel free to get in touch with me.
Great information. Our interview went by very quickly, as they usually do, Robert, but I got a lot of great information from you. I took some copious notes. I hope our listeners did too. And, you know, I would love to talk to you again about some specific subtopics about branding, because there's a lot there and it's very important. So, again, hopefully we'll talk again in the near future. And thank you so much for joining us today. It's very interesting.
That would be great, Bill. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this. So please stay with us. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you, or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions, so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.